Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You can drop me an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Now, Peter did just that. Peter, you got in touch with me. You sent us in an email. You want to talk about your housing situation. What's the story?
Yes, Andrea, thanks for having us on. Yeah, so myself and my wife recently moved from Dublin up to Sligo. She was offered a different job. We decided to make a move over. That was last July. We were in a bit of a kind of keen moment at the time to purchase a property as we had a second baby on the way. And we were keen to try and get the right property lined up in Sligo, as we were quite close to buying one in Dublin before we had left. We bid on a couple of houses last August. We ended up settling on a new build in September, and we have had unfortunately, once we signed the property for the property in September, there's just been persistent missed deadlines and delays. So we haven't been able to get into it just yet, despite assurances kind of throughout the last kind of, I suppose, nearly 10 or 11 months that we'd be in February, April, May, June, July, yeah. August. So we've been kind of constantly moved. Sorry, yes.
No, you're okay, Peter. So you signed September last year, September 2024, and at that time you were told that the initial move-in date would be around February. Is that right?
Yeah, it was going to be Q1. So it was a very sort of vague timeline, but that was still okay. And once we got closer to Christmas, we could see that there was still a lot of work that needed to be done. And we were told it would be end of February. And that was fine, okay. Mm-hmm. And all the while, Andrea, obviously we can't make any major. We can't rent a property because we're going to be vacating it in 8 weeks. So finding a rental in Sligo is difficult. Finding a temporary rental is near on impossible. Now we managed to find one, but we had to move out of that property in February because we were that was the end of our lease. The person who was selling the property, that was fine. We had to find another house to live in and moved the two young children and we found one in Bundoran. So we've been living there since March, but it is quite a small property. It's a sort of a holiday cottage. We're kind of just making it work, but we would have obviously moved out of this property into something a bit more permanent if we'd known that the delays would have kept us up till what is essentially now August of 2025. Yeah.
So you knew, Fiona, I suppose, when you signed for the house in September and were leaving Dublin and starting new jobs and that in the Northwest, you knew there was going to be some months where you had to rent, but you probably hadn't envisaged. I mean, you're basically coming up in a year now.
Yeah, well, Andrea, when we came up, I guess there was lots of potentials. You know, we could have rented for a year, we could have purchased quickly, or it might have taken a bit longer, but I guess we went for the option that was going to get us into a home and settled as soon as we could. And that's why we went for the new development in the end. And, you know, you always anticipate some delays, and we're first time buyers.
Yeah.
So you're going in as openly, but also sort of naively as possible. And you're going in good faith on the instruction of the people who are selling you the house and convincing you that it's a good idea. So yes, we did anticipate the normal delays that anybody would, but certainly if we had known it was 10 months going on a year, there was never ever going to be a possibility we would have purchased a house at that point in our lives. Yeah.
Yeah. And Peter, the delays, I mean, what are the delays? Because look, as Fiona mentioned, there's often hold-ups and maybe waiting on materials, and there's probably no development in the country that hasn't happened with. So as you say, there's some level of expectation around there being delays with new bills. But what are these delays, or what's been communicated to you?
Well, I think the most significant delays so far, Andrea, have been around the utilities. So we were told that the sort of after signing the contract, we'd be moving in at the end of February. We did receive a call from the estate agent to say that in February that there was, because of damage due to Storm Owen at the time, ESB wouldn't be on site for a number of months or maybe a number of weeks. So I think it was 6 to 8 weeks. So that initial delay was we thought we might get in at the end of February. We were kind of expecting then end of April. That's what we were told by kind of all involved. That once we got to the end of April and ESB had done their work, it was actually Irish Water who had kind of started to move the goalposts. In terms of, as far as I'm aware, the site has all the provisions for 70 houses. I think Irish Water on inspection have been able to find some flaws, or find things that need to be done differently. So they've kind of moved the goalpost a little bit, and that has unfortunately meant that delays have been kind of happening without any sort of real transparency or any sort of real timeline.
So you've heard nothing really from the sellers or the developers?
They just, we haven't really got anything other than we're still, Irish Water have said that the connection will be soon. And that lack of transparency is really difficult for us to make plans and accordingly. So with regards to childcare, with regards to Fiona's return to work, you know, with regards to a number of different things, your kind of whole life is on hold. Mm. And we recently kind of spoke about this kind of locally, and a few other buyers reached out to us and kind of said they shared the same frustrations and they shared the same problems. They're all kind of living a bit of a half life at the moment. They're kind of living in limbo, waiting that, is the house going to be ready in 3 or 4 weeks as we expect, or is it going to take another 12 to 16 weeks as has been the way over the last 12 months?
Yeah, because you've been on maternity, Fiona, is that right at the moment?
Yeah, I was off, obviously. I have a very young child at home and a slightly older child. So I've been at home, and as difficult as it is to find a house, it's really difficult to find childcare. And we really, really worked hard and got somewhere we really love for our oldest daughter, and hopefully will be a place for our son. But in the meantime, I haven't been able to go back to work because they won't take him until he's a year. And because we don't know our locality and how long we're going to be in a certain place, we can't really send him, say, to a childminder or anywhere else until we know we're going to be in a fixed position. So as it's turned out, I've just had to stay at home a majority of the day, look after him, and that wasn't really part of the plan. So I can't go back to work until we have somewhere secure and stable and we know we're not going to be moving again.
And that obviously has implications financially, I suppose, too.
Yeah, and it worryingly obviously changes our financial circumstances. The circumstances that we agreed a mortgage on like almost a year ago are now different. And so, yeah, it has huge implications, but it really changes our situation. And it is very worrying. Yeah.
And you know, even trying to maintain the crash place that you talked about for your daughter, there's probably a commute then involved in that too, is there?
There is. And, yeah. And you know, you don't really want to always have to be driving a young child in for a crash spot, but you know, if you don't go, you lose a spot, and we lose a spot for a child. And you know, we envisaged being in Sligo and working and needing those spots. So we've had to hang on to that and keep using it. So yeah, she drives in, and it's at least 35 minutes in, you know, depending on traffic, and the same home. And so Peter's had to really take on that and adjust and sort of start working in an office space in Sligo to sort of justify that commute.
So what happens now, Peter? You know, where is this at? I mean, is there a possibility you might not be in now before Christmas?
To be honest, Andrea, we just don't know. We know that the developers are doing everything that they can, because obviously they want people in so they can kind of get the money for the houses and they can start building more houses.
Well, that's the thing. Sure, it's not in their interest to not have you guys in the houses.
Exactly. And they're doing everything they can to try and move things along. It just feels that, you know, we are at the mercy of, you know, various different kind of institutions. There's a lot of red tape involved in terms of getting these things done. My kind of major concern is that this thing was all signed and sealed, and all the planning for it was approved back in 2023. So we shouldn't be sort of coming to a point at this stage where we're finding issues or that Irish Water are finding issues. We've seen from talking to people locally, as much as we are blow-ins, that similar developments across the town have had delays. And it often does come down to the water service kind of coming in, and this is the thing. If there's other people from Sligo listening, they'll probably attest to that. They'll probably say that their property was delayed, or there was issues over the completion date of their property. And like I said, it's for these new build properties. We're kind of desperately having to buy them off plans because it just isn't houses, and we're having to kind of go ahead with them, even though the timelines are often not kind of we could have maybe looked to drop out of this process, but we're desperate. There is no other mm-hmm. houses available in Sligo, so we kind of are stuck in a bit of a limbo. Once it gets to October, our mortgage approval will lapse, and that's where it might get very difficult for us to either go ahead with this property or even find something different. So we'll be left in a very difficult position then.
So you have until October, really, Fiona, and in the meantime, now while you're renting, and you mentioned it's sort of, it's not a short term let, is it, that you're renting at the moment?
No, we've been able to get support from family to get into a holiday home, as Peter described it, which comes with its own challenges as well, and it's not ideal. It hasn't been the perfect way to raise two young children, but we're now coming to the end of that as an option as well. So in the back of our head, I'm thinking, do we need to find a long-term let or short-term let? And that's a challenge in itself. So I guess we have to move again, Andrea. That's what we're probably looking at in the coming weeks.
We've also, Andrea, we've also had issues with storage. So we had, you know, we had, when we moved up, we put stuff into storage in the property we were renting, and we've unfortunately had to move everything out of that, move it into other storage.
Gosh.
And because there's lots of people in Sligo that are impacted like this, there is no storage containers left. So we actually got the last one in the particular development in Sligo that's how that offers that service. So other people now won't be able to. We've had furniture now come and it's not big enough because our storage container's full. We've had to just get it delivered to the site because we have no other option. We have no other place.
And like, you guys aren't—you're not the only family impacted by this. Obviously, in the area that you're talking about, it sounds like, I mean, you're really looking for answers from Irish Water and ESB. Have you been in touch with any politicians to see if they can make contact on your behalf?
Yeah, I think ESB have done their work. I think it is for the Irish Water, and that's where we are, kind of waiting for. We're at their mercy. I think it could be the end of the summer before we get an answer. Is the most recent update that we got, which again just is a timeline of, it's so ambiguous, you know, it could be the end of August before we find out something. Doesn't mean we're going to find out anything positive. I think we have reached out to local politicians just last week, and to be fair, some have, there's been a number of them have come back and said that they would like to kind of talk to us just to try and find out more and just to give us transparency. They're not necessarily going to point the fingers at anyone. Mm. It's just so that we can plan. If we know a little bit more about what the timelines are genuinely going to be, then we can make plans accordingly. And that's all we're looking for at this point. We just want transparency.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, if someone was to sit down with you today or tomorrow and say, right, you know, we have to do X, Y, Z, it's going to be 6 months, it's going to be 12 months, it's going to be a month. You really just want to know, Fiona, at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we really wanted from the start. If we had been told that in January, February, March, any month, we would have planned our lives accordingly. But living, as Peter describes, in this limbo, semi-owning a house that we don't actually reside in, that's the hardest part. And not knowing, you know, are we about to move into this house or are we months away and possibly might not move into it? That is the challenging part. All you need really is a realistic date and something to work towards.
Well, I'm sure you're not the, I know you're not the only couple, as you mentioned, in the Northwest going through this at the moment, but I'm sure there's many others that this story probably resonates with around the country as well. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But look, Fiona and Peter, keep in touch. Let us know whenever you do get any update, and we'll very happily contact Irish Water and ESB on your behalf and see if we can get any updates for you.
Thanks. Okay, thanks very much.
Andrea, take care.
Yeah, Peter and Fiona, emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Listeners' thought on this, you know, awful situation, lives uprooted and doesn't seem to be really end in sight. Shouldn't be allowed to happen. Well, whenever we do get any updates on that, we'll certainly keep you posted.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.